Are you truly blessed? Do you feel like you're blessed? Or is there something more going on here? I will explain to you in this episode why you are blessed and you also aren't blessed. It all comes down to a certain perspective of how you see yourself. Now, in the modern day, a lot of people go around claiming that they're blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You see a lot of famous people. They say this a lot. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed with my success. People often equate success with being blessed. And they never equate with a certain hardship or a certain tough lesson in life with being blessed. It's kind of funny, isn't it? It's kind of strange that we only equate positive things in our life with being blessed. This is interesting. And this is kind of, and it's a big problem within a lot of spiritual circles as well, because we see a lot of people now who are going around saying that, oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed by God. I'm, you know, oh, what a blessing that was, that experience and this and that. And this is, again, it comes back to a perspective of who we think we are. Now, the big problem in spirituality, especially, is a lot of people are not willing to dissolve their ego or reduce its power. And they still come from that place, but they come from a spiritual ego place now. So they've dropped all of their other old tendencies, and now they're a big, shiny, new spiritual ego, which is blessed, and all of the positive things that happen to them are a blessing. But they don't speak about the negative things, or they don't speak about some sort of conflict they had with someone and so forth and so on. So a lot of people have this mentality of, yes, I am blessed. But when we look at this, this is a me-centered spirituality. To think that you are blessed and other people aren't from the get-go is egotistical when you think about it. Because why would, if everything is one and everything is Brahman, why would any specific aspect of that be more blessed than something else? Why would, if we're going to use monetary success as the gauge of someone being blessed, then Jeff Bezos, he must have a truckload of good karma. You know, he must have a truckload of good karma because he is extremely blessed from this perspective. And so this is an incorrect way of viewing reality. And we see this also in people in Christianity often have this perspective. And this comes again from the self and other mentality, the individualistic perspective of seeing yourself as separate from everything else. So then when something good happens to you, then you are blessed and they are just not. They are not blessed. And from a Christian perspective, they are not blessed because they do not believe in the teachings of Christ. They do not read the Bible. They do not follow Christianity. So they are not blessed. They have not found Jesus. So this is still a cognitive error. This is still the idea that you are separate from the world. And so then you think of blessings in that way. You think that you are blessed because of that. That is still a me-centered spirituality. And as a teacher myself, and someone who takes people around the world on spiritual retreats and tours, I've seen a lot of people act in this way. I've seen certain situations where someone has had an experience where they intuit it a certain way, but the reality is it's not that way. They think that, oh, I had an experience with this animal or something and I am so blessed and so forth and so on. But the actuality of the matter is that that animal was a certain way because it's been that way for doing what it does for a long time. But you've just intuited it that way. You just saw it that way and you interpreted the reality according to your own beliefs. So then you take it away as a blessing. This is a mistake. This is still a me-centered spirituality. Again, as I said, when you are constantly identifying with yourself, then you start to believe that you are blessed. This is a big, big, big mistake because this is a me-centered spirituality and very egotistical. You see this attitude a lot in people who are just eager for attention. A lot of people are really eager for attention because of many factors. There's a lot of psychological factors that go into that. They may have not got any love from their parents as a child. Who knows? There's a lot of things that go into that. But there are a lot of people who are so eager for attention. Just look at social media, for example. And this is another reason why a lot of people believe they are blessed, because they are, in some sense, just looking for attention. Did you see what happened to me? Did you see that? Oh, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. And it's like, well, I must be no good because I don't have those sorts of blessings. But in some sense, the person who says that is much more honest and real than the one who's carrying on. And what happens here? When someone has this mentality where they're so eager for attention, this leads one into the belief that they are a guru, but they are really a false guru, where people believe they're having all of these blessings and this and that, and then they intuit it a certain way, and then they start to take on this role as a guru or some sort of teacher. And all they did was misinterpret a lot of things that happened to them and believed that they were more blessed than other people. And so then they started to label themselves as a guru. This is a big mistake. It's always far better to remain honest and humble, because from that place, then you can really feel a connection with the universe, as opposed to always going around believing in miracles and feeling that you are blessed. This is me-centered. We need to get out of this mentality. When you come back into harmony with that holistic cognition, that hot cognition, then you start to realize that humility and honesty and purity are from a place where the sense of self has downregulated, where the sense of ego has downregulated. And all that's left is you super conscious of the world, but not dividing the world up according to your beliefs and your projections, which is what a lot of beliefs are. They're just projected beliefs onto a situation, and then we take them as a blessing. This again is egotistical. Now, if we look at this from a Vedic perspective, the jiva, the personality, the ego, is just taking the reality selfishly according to the way they see it. And that's why they think of it as a blessing. The thing is, on a jiva level, what we need to remember is nobody is blessed. Nobody is blessed from a jiva level. The true blessing, and why I said we are all blessed, is that deep down we are all the Atman, which is connected to the irreducible essence of the universe. Call it Brahman, call it Tao, call it Allah, Tatata, whatever you want to call it. We are connected to that. And so this is how we are all blessed. We are all blessed because we are all a part of that. What more do you need than that? Why do we need positive experiences to validate our existence? Oh, I'm blessed. I had this experience. As if it validates who you are. As if it validates your connection to the all. But deep down, you are already connected to the irreducible essence of the universe. And that is the blessing that we all receive. Not from some experience that we misinterpret, but the blessing comes because we are innately connected to everything. So I hope you all enjoyed that episode today. Make sure you like, turn on that little bell notification to know when my next video is out. Definitely make sure you're subscribed. And if you enjoy my content and you want to support my channel, please head on over to my Patreon page in the description. And keep in mind everything that we spoke about today. That once we believe that we are blessed, then we are making a distinction between yourself and the rest of the universe. You are dividing the world up according to your so-called blessing that you believe that you received. This is a big mistake, and we need to remember that. We need to remember that the blessing itself is to be alive and to be connected to everything and everyone else. There is no other blessing greater than that. Shanti, shanti, shanti.